in the back left.
Sound of Tetz and I am. I wasn't sure if I was in the middle, if I was ahead of you, behind you.
Whatever it is.
It'll be good.
That's the stop. It's
yeah,
playing
it says
now?
Stop.
Already?
It's playing, yeah, it's playing.
Okay.
Can I just hit stop?
Oh. So we will be brief of necessity. Baruch Hashem, those are the best ones anyway. I want to try to give a little bit of an overview to the first two simonim, Samach Tes and Ayin, that are on the new syllabus. We're talking about the Chiyuve Habal Ishto, a little bit about the other Chiyuve in the reverse, and the relationship between them. It's not going to be comprehensive, and it won't be one single focus, but a general discussion. The Gemara has a Masechta Ksubis, on Daf Mem Zayin and Beis, Tana Rabbanan Tiknu Mizonoseo Tachas Maase Yodeo. As a matter of fact, the Shulchan Aruch here in Siman Samach Tes lists the various chiyuvim of Baal, Ishto, Nisha, Labayla, and it says quite clearly in Siv Dalit, Mas Yodel, connected Mizon Osel. So there's a connection between these two takonas. Okay. The implication of takonas is that we're talking about Dinim de Rabbonim. One of the points I want to discuss is what here is the Rabbonim and what is the Oraisa. Now, as you probably are aware, the Rambam paskens that the Chiyuv Mizonos is the Oraisa based on the Pasuk of She'era, Ksusa, Vonosa, Yigra. We are used to Chumash and Rashi, so we're also used to that kind of a Pasuk. It comes as a surprise to us that in the Gemara, the Mashmos is that Mizonos is the Rabbon, if you rove our sheet, and as a matter of fact, even Rishonim seems to paskin that the Chiyuv Mizonos is the Rabbon. What does She'era mean? Something else. All series of things that it may mean. There's Ramban and Chumash about it, and there's Gemara, Siyah, Nachman, Zayin, and Ches about it. Okay. There's a problem here, which is raised by the Ran against the Rambam, which may depend upon this child of the Raisa versus the Rabbonim. This sugya of Tiknim Mizon Oseh Tachas Masi Odeo, Tosis points out, on Achnun Chesem Adveiz, the Gemara reverses it, and says it should be the other way around. It should be Tiknim Masi Odeo Tachas Mizon Oseh. The difference would be, can the woman say any nizonis for any os? We pass what she can say any nizonis for any os. Alright. And that same Gemara, and that nun chesam adveis, in this discussion, aim of the more changes the gears, presumably, to tiknu masi ozer, tachas mizonos, Moses lema misaele hamakash masi ade ishto ehi osa velcheles. And the question is, nizonis or not nizonis? Well, I said at the end of Pliga the Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish is disagreeing. It's a question of he's saying, Yikotcha Yadayach Le'osehem. And there's a Sugya Sazak HaGemara. I don't want to go into the Pratim of the Sugya because it'll take too long and I'm a little bit pressed before I even start. So I just want to just skip the details of the Sugya. Just get into the Kasha, which the Ran asks, which is what I want, the first thing I want to talk about today, the answer to this Kasha. The Ran's Kash is the Rambam is against this Mefurish Gemara on Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis. I just want to read you the Lashon of the Ran if I can find it. Here we go. It's those who want to look it up. It's on Chav Gimel Amud Beis in the Dapei Harif here in Masecht Ksuvis. Rambam Pasnas in Ilchos Erechim Ein Adam Makdish Dover Shelo Bol Olam. וכן מקדש מעשי ידי איש תראי זה אוסו וחלס אומר לו יקוד שיודייך לאוסיהם הור הם משובודם לו הרי כל מעשי יודע קודש זה כמה דומה לו אומר אילן זה קודש כל פרש אוסו לבוא קודש ולא ידעתי לא מה סדרע זה בגמור האמינון תהור דם רב הון אמרב דם היכול איש שטובה לבעלה וכו' פולג עד הריש לוקש it's a machlokes Since she has the ability to say "Eini nizonis ve'eini osa," this indicates that he has no ownership, if you will, over her hands, because she has the right at any moment to say, "I'm out of here." Eini nizonis ve'eini osa. As such, if he's makdish or ma'asi that before it happens, a makdish dova shalobol, it's not a makdish, what we call guf leperus, as the Rambam so eloquently explains. but rather the maklish peiros deko. It's a davar shelo bo leolam. Why in the world is Rama paskin against what seems to be against the Gemara? That's the kasha. So I wanted to share with you a teres from Rav Shach, Zichrono Livracha, in Avi Ezri. An interesting answer. He said it depends upon the shaila whether mazonos is the oraisa or mazonos is the rabbanon. Because there are three possibilities on both sides. Assuming that mazonos is midrabbanon, there are two ways to say tikna mazonos takas masya dea or masya dea takas mazonos. The Gemara flips from one to the other. But there's a third possibility, which the Gemara Achnun Ches doesn't discuss directly. That is that mazonos, that the chiyuv of mazonos is midda oraisa. Says Rav Shach, if the chiyuv mazonos is midda oraisa, this changes the nature of the chiyuv of masya daim of the isha lebaila. To wit, if they're all the Rabbanans, so then they're just the Rabbanans, they're just Takonas, here's a Takona, there's a Takona, it's just a matter of money here, money there, there's no real ownership, and therefore the Gemara, which is working with that assumption, that it's all the Rabbanans, so therefore there's no way in the world that the husband can be Makdish Yidei Ishto Lo Sam. Because it's, he doesn't have any shlita over her hands. For a raya, she can say, any of his own is vanios. However, Rav Shach argues, this is in the Avi Ezri, in Perek Yud Beit Halacha Dalit, that since we, the Rambam is going with the Psak, the Rambam does Paskin that way, that Mizonos is a chi of the Oraisa, as he writes in, earlier in Perek Yud Beit in Hilchas Ishus, is the Oraisa. So what happens? So on a level of the Oraisa, you have a freestanding chiyuv of mizonos with no parallel chiyuv. Right? When the Sinai was only one chiyuv, the chiyuv of Baal Lozon is Ishta. There was no chiyuv at all on the part of the wife to give any of the Masi Adayim to the husband. It didn't exist. That's clear. Those are the basic facts according to Shita Saramba. Later on, so They made a takana. What's the nature of the takana? A new takana. The takana which the Rambam formulated, that the guf yadei or isha are lebaila with respect to the fact that whatever is produced belongs to him. Hence, since he has a kinyan guf yadei leperoseya, he can be makdish Yodel Peirosei. This is all according to the Rambam as a chiyuv mizonos d'oraisa, freestanding obligation. So when they made a new obligation generations later of Masi Yodayim, they also made a new kind of obligation, namely that her Yodayim are considered in effect his. And then they made a linkage between these two things. But the Sugya Nachman Ches is assuming that the chiyuv of mizonos is purely midrabbanan. So then they said, look, there are two parallel chiyuv which are being enacted at the same time. They're both straight monetary chiyuv, and one's considered a piron for the other. So therefore, it's purely a matter of as if, in effect, the woman owes him. He owes her money for mizona. She owes him money for masi yadayim. But bailus on a yadayim, man tachashmei. Adkan the tliya of Rav Shach, zechron levracha, to help explain Shitas Rambam and to answer the Ran's kasha from the Gemara. With this, he goes on, and something which is I want to focus on in a different way. I want to first say what he says, what others say as well. The Rambam writes in Perek Yud Beis in the Chos Ishus as a chiyuv midaraisa to support your wife, and then he throws in mitznoi ksuba to support your wife. Mitznoi ksuba. Ksuba is the Rabbanon, and Tanai Ksuba is also the Rabbanon. Ram said earlier, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Aleph Beis, it's a Chiyuv D'oraisa. What are you telling me now, Mitznoi Ksuba? It's a Chiyuv D'oraisa Mamish, what Mitznoi Ksuba? That's a kasha which the Mefarshim asked. So, Rav Shach has the following suggestion. That once the linkage was established, again, by Mid-Doraisa, there is no linkage. There's only one Chiyuv in one direction. The Chiyuv is on us. There is no balancing obligation. Once Chazal, number one, established a chiyuv masi yadayim, and number two, linked these two chiyuvim to each other, so now, once they're linked to each other, we view the masi yadayim as a kind of a piron for the mizonos. So the chiyuv mezonos in effect was changed, was morphed. It started as a straight obligation. A straight obligation. Chiyuv b'fnei atzmo. To one of the tnoi ksuba, which has a quid pro quo. And therefore it itself has some measure of change. Some measure of change. And therefore the Rambam writes the following interesting thing. Since it now has become a part of the tnoi ksuba, what will happen if a woman is mechel her ksuba? If she's mechel her ksuba, she loses the mezonos as well. The answer is, yeah, that's how it started. But once Chazal introduced a Ma'as Yadayim, it'd be a linkage between Mezonos and Ma'as Yadayim, it became somehow incorporated into the Ksuba. If you forgo the Ksuba, you forgo the Chiyuv Mezonos, which used to be the Raisa, as well. What it really boils down to is that according to this pshat, when the Rambam writes Mitznoi Ksuba, in a certain sense, it's really a diminution. It's more limited than it used to be. It used to be, you know, before this linkage was established, if a woman was merkel on the ksuba, let's say the ksuba is the rice according to some of your Rambam, and she's merkel the ksuba, but she's not losing the chiyuv mezonos. But once the chiyuv mezonos became a part of the ksuba, and she's merkel the ksuba, she loses the mezonos as well. That's his interpretation. The sma in Choshen Mishpat Siman Sadi Zayin, Sifkot Nun Zayin, seems to have a different take. It's like this. What will happen if a man has two obligations? An obligation to a creditor, an obligation from his owners to his wife. He borrowed money from somebody, and he owes his owners to his wife, who has kadima. Says Isma, the malva, the creditor, has kadima. Why? Because the Torah did not obligate him, writes Isma, except to pay her, or to support her, to feed her, when he has the money. When he has no money, so midah or raisa, potter on esek. He's only required to feed her if he has the money. To go work, to make money, to have to feed her, the Torah doesn't require him to do that. That's midah rabbonim, as we say in the ksuba. V'ano eflach. Right? I will work. That's the first words in the ksuba. That's the biggest chiddush in the whole ksuba. V'ano eflach. I'm going to work. And as a matter of fact, it's a machlokes in Tosis on Daf Samach Gimel, I believe it is. Samach Gimel towards the bottom. To Rabbeinu Eliyahu and Rabbeinu Tam. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch as well. Do you have to work only in what we'll call we'll stand the work of yesteryear? Have a farm. So, you know, everyone has had an inheritance, a farm. You till the soil. And is that all you're required to do? Or must you actually lower yourself to be an employee? And to be hired out by somebody in order to make more money and support your wife. Machlokas Rabbeinu Eliyahu and Rabbeinu Tam. According to what the Sma is saying, on the level of Daraisa, you have to do neither. You have the money, you have to give it to your wife. Neither. But, and Midrabon is a Machlokas Gedolia Rishonim, how far you have to go. Oh. But the Chor, we can go even a little bit further than that and say as follows. This is some of the Achronim suggest. Now the level of it, of the oraisa she'eiro ksusa v'onasa lo yigro, is not merely a financial obligation. To use tonight the modern world, relationship. Just as onasa is the ultimate relationship, so to she'eiro, however you understand it, assuming the what seems to us to be a cold financial obligation of mezon, it's not that way. It's a relationship. You have to have a relationship with your wife, and part of the relationship is the idea of supporting her. It's not just pure banking. Not just pure banking. The Rabbanon, when they came along, they, you know how it is, they contractualized it. They made it more financial in nature. But perhaps they didn't take away the Doraisa aspect involved. As a matter of fact, I want to say a Chiddush, the Beis Shmuel claims that whether a man, this is right over here on the first page of this syllabus, if you will, in Simon Samach Tes, Sif Kotten Dalet, when the Ramah says in Sif Dalet, quoting the Ran, Avo Yucha Lomat Zi Mas Yadakim Zon Asayach, Umashenu Maspik Ashalim Loch, or Ashalim Loch, the, even Baal Korchas, that's based upon the Ran, Aval lo mashmaken barambam. But the shayla is, can a husband tell his wife, listen, you're making a living, so you fend for yourself. Right? So it could be that this is a machlokas l'shitasam. But according to the Rambam, there's a chiyuv of mezonos d'oraisa. It's not just a matter of money. If she's making money, you can just say goodbye. It's a relationship. So he can't just say tzimas yadakam zonosach bal korcha. There's a Rashi also, Nafkuv Zayin, seems to go in that direction. Maybe the shitas with Chumash, Rashi's posh to the shita that mezonos is d'oraisa. However, the Ran who holds that mezonos is d'rabbanan, it's just dollars. It's a cold banking relationship. And as such, he says to tzimas yadakam, goodbye. That's all. Additionally, also a poskim quotes here on this sifkot in the Beis Shmuel, that they would also make a pshara, and they say it's no machlokes. It all depends if the husband's in town or not in town. If he's in town, then he can't tell it's e. If he's out of town, against the will. If he's out of town, he can. What's the difference? Well, that's the pshat. If he's in town, he's required to establish the higher level relationship, the personal relationship. So you just say it's e, he has to deal with it directly. Hence, therefore, he cannot do it. If he's out of town anyway, somewhere anyway, he can't talk to, he can't see her anyway. So now, it was reduced to a banking relationship. So he can't tell the tea. You look carefully in the altar posting. That's a compromise which also fit in with this. By the way, once we're on this topic of cold and personal relationships, that same Rambam that we talk about as being he's the one who has this quote warm relationship. Yeah, he's the one who takes the Mishnah on that Samach Dalamah base, Hamashris Ishtuayah De Sholish, that it seems to apply across the board, that a husband always has the opportunity to just tell his wife, listen, I'm too busy for you right now, and this is going to be a Sholish, and he's going to take care of all your needs, and yeah, I'll see you on Friday night. It says, Yivel Cheles Ima Milele Shabbos Lelele Shabbos. So, he's not telling her to go see, to take her own wool and go to the market and sell it and buy food. That is not telling her to do. Maybe he can't tell her to do it. He's giving her the actual potatoes and tomatoes, but I'll see you Friday night. So, we shouldn't get too carried away with the personalization of the Shita Saramba. And by the way, the rabbi thinks it's ridiculous. What, Zila Bamilsa? It's disgusting. It's a design for her. Either Mishnah, so one of two things. Either the Mishnah is referring to a case who's out of town, again, that's what the Rebbe suggests. Or, as the Ran suggests, according to Yushalmi, this Mishnah is referring to a case of Kibla Allah. She was masking to be fed by a Shalish. But if not, so again, it's to be careful not to get carried away with the romanticizing of these machloks. But it's nonetheless, anything we said before still has merit. Now, another interpretation of the distinction between the Doraisa and the Rabbana, how things kind of perhaps change, was suggested by Hagoyin Reb Zalman Nechemya Goldberg Shalita. This is printed in one of the Shalavim annuals from 16-17 years ago, which he makes the following suggestions. The famous Hakira in the Achronim, this Chiyuv Mezonos, when does it begin? Does it begin once upon marriage? And once you're married, you're mechayev to support her for the duration of the marriage, as many years as that is. Or no? It's a mechadesh b'tuva b'choyim b'tomim ma'as v'bereshis. Each and every day, maybe each and every week, because the things some theory about the week, is there a new chiyuv? So Zalman Nechemya makes a pshara. He thinks on the level of d'oraisa, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. So, every day you have a mitzvah to learn every day. To daven every day, and you have to support your wife every day. It's on a daily basis. That's all. It's more of a mitzvah, an obligation. However, when the Rabbanan came in, they added to it. That's what Rambam says, mitznoi ksubu. Not make it less, as Rav Shach thought. Make it more. The Rabbanan came and said, don't think it's really a mitzvah obligation and starts every single day in an obligation for tomorrow. Oh, that's on a level of Doraisa, it's a mitzvah. But the level of the Rabbanan, it becomes a monetary obligation, which takes effect upon the marriage for the duration of the marriage. That's what he suggests. And therefore, as we have in the Mishnah and Gittin, and the Rambam quotes it here as well, were not what we call a tikkun ha'olam, there would be a gevir mimishabdes, a famous Mishnah. And gog me tikkun ha'olam. That's a bit, perhaps talking about mazon from an almana, but Rav Zalman Lechem seems to be saying it refers to mazon ha'isha b'chaye bala as well. Maybe he views an almana as sort of a continuation of the chiyuv lebaila. And he says he sees from that Mishnah that were it not for the tikkun ha'olam, there would have been an actual lien. By mitzvahs, there are no liens. See, at the level of the Rabbana, just not just the mitzvah, became a financial obligation and responsibility as well. With this, we find a similar vort, if you will, in the Or Sameach. The Or Sameach has an interesting Gemara. The Gemara has in the Sechta Ksubas Alef Ayin, the famous Perek HaMadir, the man takes a nether. We already made a reference earlier to a nether. HaMadir is Ishtam Ilehonos, but affect the Gemara, became the Meshubad law. Hechi motzi madir lo kol kamine laf de maskala l'shibudam. She's mishmishuba to her. There's no way. Now, that implies, Pashup Shad the Gemara, that it's not just a nuchi of every day. It's nuchi of every day. All right, so today I'm a shibud to you, not yet tomorrow. So my neder precedes a shibud. So Pashup Shad this Gemara is that there is an ongoing shibud from the moment of the marriage straight through until as long as the marriage lasts. So how's the Gemara get out of the problem? But, the narrow line of Ayin Amud Beis, it's a Gemara. Higiyas man v'lo nisu. We also know that Beis, famous Gemara, Ochos Mishalom. Tells us Sameach, aha, here's a pshat. Higiyas man v'lo nisu, that's not a normal chiyuv nisuin. That's a knas type obligation. So those are the ksubas that Beis, those are all the yeshivish rate is. Is it a knas? Is it like a chiyuv mezonos? Even if it's like a chiyuv mezonos, it's only like. It's not real nisuin. That's the pashtus. Hence, the Or Sameach is a lumdish twist to this gemara. He gives mavalo nisu. That's only a daily basis. He didn't get married. Still didn't get married. Still didn't get married. Every other day pissed. Another day pissed. We keep imposing an everyday obligation. You really should be getting married. You're not getting married. We throw a chiyuv mezonos on you. So therefore, the neder is chal. The neder takes effect before tomorrow's obligation. However, the chiyuv mezonos of the nesua proper is once and forever, at least on the level of the Rabbanan, and therefore the neder cannot take effect. That's the same idea, same yourself. Okay. There's a famous discussion here in Shulchan Aruch, right over here in Sif Dalet in the Ramah. Yesh omrim de kol isha shomeres en mezonos v'eni osa nizbat lo atakona ve'eni yechol olavzaba v'lomar ani mezonos v'ani osa. That's the Ran. V'yesh cholkim. Yes, and he throws in v'chol she'ena nizonis ein lo ksus du b'chlal amazonis, also around. So the Beis Shmuel says something interesting at the Ran l'shitasa. The Ran holds like this: if it's only mizonos takas masi adayim, that's it, only mizonos, we can quantify it because mizonos is per week and masi adayim is per week, a very straight quid pro quo. Alright, so I changed my mind. I guess you can't do more than once a week. You know, I guess every Motzei Shabbos you decide for Sunday morning, what's the week for this week? Okay? The two spouses say, okay, honey, what's this week? This Einin is on this week or Einin is on this week. And that's it. Until they have to have Dollar for next week, we'll make a decision. And that's the way it goes. Okay, but the problem is Ksus. The Beis Shmuel considers Ksus to be part of Mizonos. Not everyone agrees. This is Ksus to be part. Ksus. You don't buy a new dress every week. So it gets very complicated. And he quotes Alderach the Tosis over here on that Mem Zayin, the famous Tosis, Mem Zayin of Advais, that this trick of Eini Nizonis Venyosa will not work when it comes to Pirkona and Perus. Although the Shulchan Aruch says one's to the other for a simple reason. Pirkona is a one-time expense. Person, we hope women's not going to become captured more than once in a lifetime. So all the pairs of the whole life that he's getting is for it's like an insurance policy for the one-time perkona. The minute one day of pairs is taken away from him, the deal is off. So that's no good. So too over here, Bizer Anpin, the Ksus, he got her a dress. So that dress, that was last week. Now this week we start all over again. No, the dress is not just for 1 week. The dress is for a long period of time. And it's hard to, it's overlapping dresses. The whole thing is dresses for the summer and the winter. It becomes impossible to calculate, and hence you cannot do it. course, a slight problem in the Ram, if this Beis Shul is B'nai Ubay and the Ramah. Because when it comes to the fact, Ksus is B'chlam Mazonis, he only quotes one day from the Ram. But the previous line, when he talks about whether you can say, whether you can back out from anything, he says, oh, so he quotes two days. If it's all about Talia, it's a little, okay, I love this, it's interesting in the Beis Shmuel. There are those who disagree with the whole Beis Shmuel, Metchila Vatzof. But that's an interesting Beis Shmuel right over here, in Simon Samach Tes, Sif Cotton Gimel. Let's bring it to your attention. Oh. And, of course, we could tie this in together. This idea whether she can back out from the Enidis on the Senos in terms of the Lumbus, which we just said. If it's Mischadish B'chol Yom, so why not back out? However, if it's just once in a lifetime, and she says, Eini Nizonis, that's it. She said, Eini Nizonis, she gave up the Takana for the duration of the marriage. And she can't come back the next day. It's over. She, in effect, said, as we saw in the Lashon of the Ran, he actually be Takanas for Chamim. You can't just change your mind every day. And that could be also a tied into this Yisod. Okay. When we say Eini Osa, it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, doesn't mean she... Oh, before that. About any nosenes l'chaperus, so the Shulchan Aruch gives her a different reason why she can't say any nosenes peres any nifta. We're afraid she lotis arev ben akusim. That's the other day here in Tosus on FM Zion and Bebez. Okay. Sif hey, excuse me, sif vov. Hisna abal shle yischai becham edvarm shulchai behem. It works, except for three. Onasa, ikaksubasa, viyushasa. These three, tonight doesn't work. So by the way, the Beis Shmuel says, oh no, so, tonight does work. I took a master, master class of the Torah. That's what the Rambam says. The Mordechai says, no. It's in effect, when we say that the Dovah Shebe Mammon to know, Chaim, what do you mean Dovah Shebe Mammon? The Rambam took it literally, Dovah Shebe Mammon, as opposed to Ona. The Mordechai took it, not the Ben Amla Chavero. It doesn't have to be only money. Ona is also, the Sherek Sosonos is also Ben Amla Chavero. So that tonight's going to work as well. What's incredible here is what the Berhetiv quotes, and I found that I couldn't understand. I found a Pesach Tshuva as to my kasha, name of the Beis Meir, that if you do the Kinyan, if you pick up a handkerchief, then if you make a Tanai on the owner, that Tanai is valid. So I couldn't understand what. How did it help? And he quotes a sma in Choshen Mishpatah. Baruch Hashem, I found Pesach Tshuva. Lohorid v'amei olam. Quotes Behetiv, ain't achar kinyan klum. So he says, Beis Meir says, it's impossible. The sma never said it. And ba'ona lo shayach kinyan, v'gora me kinyan dvarim. As Rama puts in Hilchos Mechira. There are things that you don't need a kinyan. Ain't the kinyan v'am tam. If you would need it, wouldn't help. And ona l'chor is one of them. So this Behetiv to me is an enigma. I don't understand it. Fine. Once before we turn the page, there's a fast and in Chochmas Shlomo. The bomb, mamash, the bomb of the daf. He says like this, how can the poskim say that Mazonis Ishes the Rabbanon? It's against the Gemara. The Gemara Kiddushin says, the Yotza or Ishto Imo, who Nimkar Ishto Mi Nimkara, Mikansha Rabbo Chayv and Mazonis Ishto. Says the Chochmas Shlomo, and came Muchach Lehedra. Shabbal chayv mizonas ishto min haTorah. V'lochein achshav shemochar es atzmo v'yev shabiyodo lefarnasa shetzorach rabo des rabo atochem tzorach harab lefarnasa v'yi neima shehu which means the baal the eved ivri atzmo potem mizonasel imken hu atzmo potem adui chayv harab lefarnasa. Doesn't make sense. So he brings a raya from that the pasuk, which as the Gemara explains in Kiddushin, that there is a chiyuv mizonos midah or rice. No, Rabbi, so what do you say? Rov Rishonim hold that there is a chiyuv mizonos midah or rice. What do you do with the pasuk of Chumash? This leads to a whole discussion. I believe it's found, a good part of it's found here in the altar of poskim, if I'm not mistaken. Everything that the Torah refers to means it's an absolute chiyuv midah or rice. Perhaps not. It starts with a Tosfos Masechet the Gitnat Mem Zayin in the sugya of Kinyan Peiros and Kinyan Aguf. Remember what was the pasuk Ulu Veisecha about the Peiros of the Bikurim which grow on Nichsei Malug, or the that the husband eats the peiros, is there a chiyuv bikurim and ochiyuv bikurim? Frek Tosis, what peiros? Tikna pirkona takas peiros, it's all the Rabbanon. What are you talking about? What? The Rabbanon. So Tosis in Gittin, that Mem Zion says you're right, as a matter of chiyuv, it's only the Rabbanon. However, the minig was, I guess it's Man Matan Torah, that even without a formal enactment by the Rabbanon or by the Torah itself, women would give the peiros over to their husbands. That was done typically without it being formally legislated. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Tosus there perhaps even quotes this Gemara in the Sechta Kiddushin, where there's an obligation to support a wife. What obligation? The Rabbanon quote, many we show in the Sugis in the Gemara, Tanoim. The answer is, the Torah says, V'yotza or ishto ima, that he has to support the wife of the evidary, because the typical husband supported his wife, and that wasn't the absolute requirement. The Torah picks up on it. This leads to a whole other discussion. How far do you go with this? That the Torah is simply referring to the obligations which were accepted by individuals, even though they're not real Torah obligations. As a matter of fact, some posts extended to the ksuba proper. Kesef yishko kimor apsulus. Does that mean a ksuba has to be a chi of government or a? Maybe not. Maybe it's just that they typically had a ksuba, and therefore the Torah is making reference to typical chiyuvim, even if they're not absolute chiyuvim. And, to go further than that, the same Gemara in Masechta Kiddushin makes reference to the fact that there is an obligation upon a man not only to support his wife, but also to support his children. That obligation may also be assumed by the Adam. Children? Isn't that certainly midirabbanan? That's what the Chochmas Shlomo talks about over here. Isn't this right, what we might call in our language, overkill? How can you say it really means the oraisa? Right? How can it be? But there's a reference to chiyuv upon the bottom. That's not the oraisa. It says over here, Kevin the Rab Yodah B'Shas Kinyan Sheyesh La Isho Bonim Im Ken Nochasu Adat Adahachi. It's as if there's some kind of a T'nai Im Ken Mimele Muchat the Kol Baal Chai B'Mazin Ishto Bonim in HaTorah Dim Kol Baal Potim Minyan Yodah Rab Shun Ischai V'Lishto B'Dav Hashem Chai V'Loma De Nochas Adat Adahachi B'Shas Kinyan Minayin Yodah Ve'Yodah Mizeh. Okay. So they ask the Chochmas Shlomo, "Bonav, did you say? Is the chiyuv for your children with the rice? Where'd that come from?" That's what he says. This leads others to say, "No, you got it all wrong. It's not a chiyuv the rice. It's a minig." The Gemara is later on in Ksubis that everyone's supposed to support the children at least until the age of 6. That the Chazal made it obligatory. Even before they made it obligatory, it's like an orev. The Gemara has this guy to support his own children, even beyond 6 perhaps. We're not going into the problem of that today. But just to show you, this is a fascinating Chochmas Shlomo. Okay. Sif Zayin, here in just the final Sif and Simon Samach test, says that a T'nai doesn't work for Yerusha, only after they're married. But Kodem Erison, excuse me, or Kodem Erison, what's wrong with Kodem Erison? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Not shaykh, it's lashon of the run, exactly. No shaykhis. No shaykhis, there cannot be any silik or mechila. So you have to do it only when? Odarusa, that's when it works. The Mordechai seems to disagree. The Mordechai says on that sukkah, in that Pei Gimel, that, I think it's Simon Reish Ayin Gimel in the Mordechai in Masechta Ksubas, that no, a person can be misalik himself from Dovah Shlo Bol Olma, or probably be Merchel as well. Against the Ramor, Simon Reish Tes Sivdala, that quotes this. Ain't of them mochel davar shlo b'olam, and the Mordechai proves it. But he's basically saying is, even after the erusin, there's no davar shlo b'olam. Even after the erusin, after all, these obligations start take come into effect b'shas nisulin. What's shaykhus? What's shaykhus mean? So therefore, he says that the, that siluk or mechila would work even by davar shelo b'liol. This is a remarkable thing. We're so used to saying the other way around. Which everyone knows about the Ran, knows about the Shulchan Aruch. I'm not saying chalila it's wrong, but there is another point of view, which seems to be the view of the Mordechai right here on the spot. Okay. As another aside, I just, forgive me for the aside, in the Barhetav of Katan Hay, he says, V'cheinim histim ha'ba'od arusa, shelo tia shibudei ksubas al karkos mahani. I think the first chabur I said I discussed, if I'm not mistaken. Are you allowed to do that? Can you have a ksubah with no shibud nechasim? So the Rashdan clearly learns, yes, you may have a ksubah without a shibud nechasim. It's possible. It's possible. It can happen. I had a machlokas in the Beis Yaakov and the Chazon Ish, if I recall. We spoke about it at the very beginning of this year. We learned this Simon Samuel. Well, by the way, I saw in a new sefer, very nice, not so new anymore, Ksuba Kil Chosso from Bnei Brak. Very nice sefer. He calls him, he has a shout out by Rabbi Yashiv. Can you have a Ksuba that only the Chosson signs with no Adam? Maybe it's no good because there's no Shiva in the Chosson. Or Ksuba Schafala. If Hotel looks like it, so you don't ain't a government in Mishabodim. So the Yashiv writes back at all, it's Friday night, it's Rabbi Frati writing back, and how it goes, a one-liner, no good. So I'm assuming the no good for the reason of the Shoel, that there's no Shiba Nechasim, he presumes against the Rashdam. Rashdam seems to say that you don't need, that's an old Machlech, because we have two new players here in this... We had a Chazanish, right. And against the Beis Yaakov, we spoke about this Machlech, it just came to me, two new Ha'oros in this Shiloh. By the way, in any of these owners, Vani Os is another important Berhetiv. Look in the Sivkot and Beis. I'm sorry, on the previous page, I'm sorry. Miloshin said, Nero the Daktek, the Dafka Bra'omra, Eni Nizonas Vani Osa Shomin Law. Avalam Hoysa Osa, Elisha Omeris, Eni Nizonas Vani Nosenes Lacha, Ein Shomin Law. Aval Maese, Shlomo Tsosi Chiluk Zeb Shum Poisik. That's like all. You better believe it. No Pesach agrees with this. They all say it's not true, and they bring riots all over the place. That she can say, I'm just going to sit there looking at the walls. I mean, Batolim of the other day, Shimon Zima, you can force her to do something, but beyond that, nothing. Or she more likely, she can make the money, she can put it in her own pocket. And why not? She can make the money, and put it in her own pocket. There's a discussion in the later Simonim. That's past our syllabus, and it's mentioned in Simon Pei. How far, in the absence of her saying anything, do the Mazonos go to him? What about Hadofa? Hadofa de Adchak? What about she works outside the home? What about she was simply quiet? She didn't say the magical words, and she was just Peshtika. All that's in Simon Pei, and that's, I guess, maybe we'll get there. But that's not for this moment. Yeah. Okay. There's a number of more comments on this. What does She'er mean if you hold Mazonos to Rabbanan? You mentioned before, well, it has to mean something. What does it mean? She'er ksus v'nasa lo yigra. What does it mean? So, some say it means kiribasa. Kiribasa, that's all it means. Ramban says it means that. And what is ksusa? Ksusa is what you might call beddings. Who wants to an us? It's all leading up to an us. That's what the Ramban writes in Chumash. Again, we're so used to the other shita from our youth, Chumash and Rashi, but many poskim disagree. Oh, we mentioned before there is a chiv of supporting one's children. That does fit into our a little bit. That's Simon Ayin Aleph. We'll try to come back to Ayin a little more. Simon Ayin Aleph. Chayav Adam Lozen Bonav Abnos of Achiyu B'nei Sheish. I think Rabbi Blackman, the Rabbanut, extended this a few times 6 to 15 and then to 18. No? What's Sheish? Independence. That's what the Gemara. What's you don't need your mother anymore? So, you know, with. Yeah, you get your own job, you're my 6-year-old. Not even in first grade anymore. Can't get on a bus by himself, you know. In front of the house, to walk him downstairs. You know, the world's changed. So then the Rabbanu tried to adjust to this new part of the world, and they extended it somewhat. There is a Shaila. Is this Chiv of supporting the children part of a Chiv to support a wife, support your Isha Ubanim, as we saw before, you know, Isha Ubanov? Or no? Separate. What if a man is Bala Pnuya as a child? Is it a Chiv or not? It's a Machlokas HaRishon. That's a paternity suits. Right? So these are the paternity suits in Halacha, not a Machlokas HaRishon. Machlokas HaRishon. The Rambam's lashon is, Kishem Shechayim Mizonas Ishto Kachayim Mizonas Bonos Ad Sheish. Someone says even Doraisa Kishem. So the Chokma Shlomo. Some say it means only as long as the rat, as long as the mother's alive. Once the mother died, no. Whereas the Mechaber passed differently. Abor apnuya v'yoldem imenu imu modeh shavlan imenu chayel lezuna. The Mechaber passed. It's not part of an obligation to a wife. It's a separate obligation. Could be an askemina, Rabosai. You know, we sit in someone's din Torah and talk about child support. Who sits in the din Torah? No? The husband and the wife. I mean, who are the Dvali Din, I should say? The husband and the wife. What wife? What? What about the children? What about the children? Who's representing them? You know, in some courts, they have to call a legal guardian, someone who's supposed to watch out for the interests of the children. Huh?
Guardian ad libem.
Okay. That's, I guess, a Latin version. But, and all do we have it in our Bate Din? Yeah, I guess the Dayana, Bez Navim Shri Yosef, but it's serious. It's complicated. You know, if it's part of the obligation to the wife, okay. There's no need for anybody. But if it's not, Mechabit said that it's not, so what do you do? So some but they did in Eretz Yisrael, they have to have Arevim and all kinds of other kunsten to make sure that the children's interests are properly represented. Just letting you know. Anyway. Fine. The Mishnah LeMelech, by the way, I forgot before. The Mishnah LeMelech and the Maharal Prague both say the same vort to knock out the raya of the Chochma Shlomo from Avodin. They say they desire his whole premise. His question was, if the husband, when he was a free person, didn't have a responsibility to support his wife and children, so why in the world should the master have it? Why not? Ki tov lo imach. The whole assumption they question. Yeah, so it's not to be taken for granted. Okay. How far is the Chiyuv Mezonos Doraisa go? Assume it exists midoraisa. So the Pnei Yeshua says that the Chiyuv is only minimal midoraisa. Minimal. She shouldn't starve to death. However, if she can somehow manage midochak with her own, but by eking out a living somewhere other, then the Chiyuv to give more than that is only midirabonim. It's only midirabonim. Pnei Yeshua goes further and says that even those Rishonim who say that the Chiyuv Mizonos is the Rabbanan, that's if you don't write a Ksuba. If you write a Ksuba, where the Ksuba is written Vana Eflach Va'ozin Va'Farnes, guess what? The comes of Doraisa. This is very, very questionable. If you look in Tosfos Anaf Nundalim and Beis in the Sechta Ksubas, they seem to say Beferish Fakerik. If somebody writes something into a document, all he's doing is just latching on to a pre-existing chiyuv, the rabbi, pre-existing chiyuv. That's over here. Haksub atzma hol ve'ena tluya b'ksivoso ein daito lekos for the kamosha chivu chachamim. He didn't mean to obligate himself any more by writing it than if he would have been obligated without writing it. And therefore, the Pnei Yeshua is shver. The person writes v'na'eflach v'ozim v'afarnes. The pashas is that if it would be the rabbanon without the document, will be the Rabbanan despite the document. Proof. To learn the sugas and ksubas. Pesach, pasuach, matzasi. He's Naman because ksubas the Rabbanan. So we never heard that he wrote a ksuba, shouldn't be believed. See, you only describe yourself to whatever is the chiyuv without what you wrote. You didn't mean to obligate yourself into anything new. Yeah. Okay. Just one more nakuda before we stop. Simen Ayin, Sif Yud Beis. That's the last point for today. Simen Ayin, Sif Yud Beis. Ha'isha she'yotza mi'beis ba'ila v'hocha l'bayis acher. She left the house, having a fight. In bo machmas taina, she b'shchuna she'otzio le Hashem rav v'chayotzi b'zeh, chayav lozono sham, im tova mezonos. Avalim lo tova, Mochla Mazonos and Lisha Ova. So we see a two chidushim, both in the Ritva in Ksubas of Kuf Gimel. Name number one chidush is that if she claims that there's good reason why she can't be in the house, they're saying bad things about her, his relatives are schmutzing her, things of this nature, they're making making it possible for her to be there. So then the obligation of Mizonos extends to a situation in which she is in a different house than he is. Of course, Michlal Hanad Hashem Alav, that if she has left his house for an insufficient cause, his obligation to support her ends. He's only obligated to support her while she's sitting at his table. Second chiddush is, in Lo Tava, if she didn't ask for the money, Michlal Mizonos L'Shava, she left the house for a week, for a month, and then after a month she says, I want money. So for whatever time unit lapsed, there's an assumption of Mechila. Says the Ramah. This is the Mechaber from this is Sfardish version. The Mechaber, Beis Yosef, Ritva. Okay, Kuf Gimel. Says the Ramah, the Ashkenazi version. This is the Ramah from the Mordechai. For Adinim Haisala Ktoto and Baila, for Lo Mister Lo Imo, Vamenia Mimenu, and she had to take money to support herself, lost the mizonos, sarach l'shalim. Avol, he spells out what's implicit in the mechaber. Imam mini'o mimeno, ein o tsarach l'shalim. The ein ha'ish chaya b'mizonos ishto, ela k'shehi imo. That's the Mordechai in the last paragraph of Masechet Ksubos. Okay? So a couple of important questions come up over here. The burden of proof is on whom? So, the Lashon of the Ritva is they have to be borer. The Lashon of the Mordechai has to be Sadin, Aiden, that it's really because of him that she cannot be in the house. It's a pretty high burden of proof. In the recent Svarim, the Ultra Apostle quotes from recent Mechabrim, mostly from the Padarim, from the Pisgah Din Rabbanim, that they say Aiden is Lav Dafka, he can be Posel Aiden, he can even be Umdana. You know, circumstantial evidence, hard to get, you know, in between behind closed doors. You know, pots flying, you know. Who threw the first pot? So, there are those who keep trying to chisel away at this and say, really, she has the upper hand here, but Avadi keeps banging down, no, 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 no. He has the upper hand because Amotsa Mechavel of Araya. And that's the Pashas is that way. The Pashas is that way. Amotsa Mechavel of Araya. So, therefore, this is the reason why we have to take issue, and so I guess I'll end with this, take issue with a particular rabbi who shall remain presently nameless. A certain rabbi was popularizing a particular prenuptial agreement, which simply was a translation of the Ksuba. So it was purported to be a translated Ksuba into English. And a translated Ksuba into English, no problem. You say it. It's binding Aramaic. You say you didn't understand it. Although in Shulchan Aruch it doesn't work. You can't understand it. Okay. You can follow the courts. Take the Ksuba, translate it to English, have him sign it. You want to have it notarized, have it notarized. You have a perfect solution to every Aguna problem. Please, I'll just finish. Let's not stand unchallenged, please. How? Because it says in every, as we all know, it says in every single Ksuba, that a man was going to support his wife for the duration of the Jewish marriage. And then, okay, so far, okay. And then this rabbi wrote in the English version that the man, which he considers to be a simple translation of Chiyuvei Aksuba, you know, which is found in the Arum and Arum, that the man is going to be obligated to support his wife, maybe put in the amount of money or whatever, according to the, whatever is their standard of living, for the duration of the halachic marriage, no matter what the circumstances are, even if they're not living together. I said, wait a minute, that's a translation of the Ksuba?
Forget that, she's getting more alimony. That's
part of the power.
Okay, but before you begin... She's getting more alimony.
That's just getting, not getting a penny alimony. I'm saying beyond that. Not and 1 cent alimony.
He's talking about what?
We have two different claims against the same rabbi. Usually, as usual, goes to the Metzius. And I'll grant Metzius. In some cases, it could be the Metzius is that way. But the halacha, this is a translation of a ksuba?
No, it's not translation. The chayim concern is to also.
Exactly.
That's, who says you can't be machayim?
Maybe you can. Maybe you can. Okay. Maybe you can. But that's not, but it's being presented as a translation. Okay. So on this note, we'll stop with that. We have somewhere else to go. Next third Tuesday is Mordechai, okay? And then the Bechina.
Everyone
will be up to Ayin Zayin the week after. That's Shaykh.
No.
I don't think it's Shaykh. Maybe we should cut it before Ayin Zayin. That's impossible. Ayin Zayin is a very long
sitting.
So
again, the is...
I would say till I'd say below Ad Bechlal. Samach test till I involve Bechlal. I mean, I'm looking at what they've told me. It's not going to work otherwise. Till I involve, I think it's okay. That's not so hard. And that will stand for the next Bechina position. Okay? So till I involve, inclusive. Samach test to I involve.
So when's the
not in 2 weeks from today.
2 weeks from today.
Right. Samach test to I involve. But that's very doable.
Yeah.
As undoable as that one, it's as doable as that.
The
Sporam?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then by Black Belina, you'll say a Chabur the following Tuesday, and I'll say the following Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, 20th,
is like Bleich celebrates like Boimer, 100%. They really celebrate.
Through
Ayin Vav, inclusive. Ad Ayin Vav Bechla. I just took out Ayin Zayin. It's very hard. Very, very hard Ayin Zayin. It's not fair to dump on the next Bechina Mitzvah. That's more relative. That's very hard. Easy. Okay. Well, it's at least tedious. At least that we can see. It's not simple. It's not the... Alright, so who's going to say, who else has to say Chabur after Mordechai? Everybody has said a Chabur? You interested in saying one? You don't have to. You're interested.
The next cycle.
I'm saying, I'm talking about June. We're going to June already.
Okay.
Okay? Because the three of you already said. So if you want to say, June. If not, we'll bring in Daniel Feldman and somebody, bring in the ringers. And we can make a different day of the week. What? 2 full weeks.
Not 2 full weeks, but it's going to be. We have
a Monday Arab Lag BaOmer? Could be out, could be gone?
I'll be Sunday. I'll be back the next Wednesday.
So the following Thursday?
29th.
Okay.
Sorry. But maybe... Let somebody say on the
29th? Without you? Shtar Zazach. Shtar Zazach. That's a minute again. 29th, tentatively. There's no... Right? Tentatively. Tentatively. All right. And I can say the following week, isn't it? So you're way into June.
Okay. As a week without anything?
Well, then maybe we should make the fakir. Then maybe we should make it to Lion Zion inclusive. All extra weeks.
Sure, so just 1 more week to Lion
Zion. Or we can have a couple of weeks before and push from the thing that we plan.
Oh, I think the best idea. That's how that can happen. Because you see, you have a word the 13th. The Bechina will be the 20th. I'll leave at the 20th. We'll skip the following week, and then I'll
that
say
be, after. The 6th, and we'll skip the 13th.
6th.
That's next week.
you're saying you're due for next week.
Right.
You're saying
next week.
Okay. And then Rabbi Blach is saying on the 13th.
Oh,
and the Bechina will be the 20th.
Oh,
okay. Oh, everyone's happy.
Until where?
Till Ayin Vav. Leave one more Bechina after that. Ayin Zayin Pei or something like that. Okay, very good. Good, everyone's happy.